It's been well documented that Australians have a record level of debt. Despite record low interest rates, more people are in mortgage stress than ever before. Now, new data shows those in rural areas are facing a much tougher struggle paying off their debts than their city counterparts. For more, here's National Rural reporter Caitlin Gribben.
Okay, this is the wallpaper I'm talking about.
This elderly man, we'll call him Peter, is talking me through the maintenance work needing to be done to his home in regional Australia.
Hopefully in the next fortnight I'll be able to purchase the removal to continue on with the...
It's a slow project because, like the cracked and peeling wallpaper around him, Peter's household budget is hard-stretched covering the gaps.
My allowance is $300 a fortnight. If I go over that, something goes.
Peter's asked not to be identified as he shares his story of significant personal debt.
I sit and just think, I can't get over this hill.
And he's not alone. New data shows more than 40% of rural Australians are battling to pay their debts, a problem faced by just one third of their city counterparts. The ABC's Australia Talks survey has found those outside metropolitan areas also find it harder to make ends meet generally. Nearly 40% of people in rural Australia are struggling financially, compared to 27% of inner city residents.
Good morning, Gracious Giving. Debbie speaking. Oh, hi. Yes, yes.
Debbie Ann Wilmot owns a gift shop in Stanthorpe, 3 hours west of Brisbane. Like many other regional areas, the drought is a big factor in the amount of debt carried by locals. The southern Queensland town is due to run out of water by Christmas, but the business's customer base has already dried up.
People don't have the money to spend. It depresses them. They can't afford to shop, so they don't even want to look.
That means it isn't always possible to meet her small business loan repayments and monthly bills.
Not every week, no. No, some weeks you've got to ring your suppliers and say, I haven't got the full amount.
The evidence that's available shows or suggests that levels of personal debt and I think exposure to risk from payday lending in particular are worse in rural and regional areas.
That's Sandy Ross from the Financial and Consumer Rights Council. His counsellors have been hearing horrendous stories of people's debt problems and he's worried about what that's doing to their mental health.
Suicidal thoughts or extreme anxiety, understandably so because of the hardship that they're in.
Back at Peter's home, he agrees it's a constant battle to deal emotionally with his financial situation.
There's no light. The only light would be if I dropped in. My father lived to 91. God forbid, I hope I don't live to 91, because I'd be absolutely mental trying to work it all out.
Regional Australian Peter there, ending that report from Caitlin Gribben. And if this story raises issues for you or a loved one, Lifeline is a service you can call. The number 13 11 14.